This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
This morning, if I'm Draymond Green this morning, if I'm Jimmy Butler heading into this game tonight against the Milwaukee Bucks, Milwaukee, of course, Algonquin for the good land, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Damian Lillard, they want to avenge a loss they had to you guys back in Milwaukee. Was that a month ago, a few weeks ago, whatever that was? So yeah, you better come out guns a-blazing tonight, because if you come out with lackadaisical effort like you did last night, it's going to be two losses in a row, and then all of a sudden you lose to these two teams, that belief level is going to drop exponentially. So yes, I still believe now, but you got to take that effort and urgency up a notch tonight against the Milwaukee Bucks. And that was, do you believe? So I think we still got belief. I'm calling it one-off. Are you calling it a one-off, Dub Nation? 888-957-9570. It was a very bad loss.
It's a bad loss.
It was. And you know what? It's okay to acknowledge that because they've had so many good losses and they've won in a variety of ways. Listen, they're 14-2 when Jimmy Butler plays in a Golden State Warriors. They're like, let's not act like this is, you know, the sky is falling here. But you got humbled a little bit last night. That was a little piece of reality yesterday. And reality is often sobering, and I'm not going to go disappointing, shout out Thanos, but it was sobering yesterday. But I still think the cream of this team will rise to the top, and it does generally come playoff time. This was if they were missing, you know, Jokic and Murray for a whole series, like, yeah, the Warriors are winning the series. Like, I'm not worried about that if this is a given series. But a one-game situation, that could happen. You know, the Wizards beat a fully strength Nuggets team a couple days ago, and the Wizards stink, and then we know what the Nuggets are. The Nuggets are a good team. So I do think this is a one-off, but a one-off that maybe needed to happen to this team to just kind of reinforce, you know, that you can't sleep on anyone going forward.
The part that's hard to come to grips with for me is that I feel like this thing's coming down to, like, is Buddy going to hit a bucket or two? Like, literally.
We know what he is, though. We've talked about
it. No, but there were moments late in the third quarter, beginning of the fourth quarter, where they had chances to cut that game down to 5, 6, 4 points. And Buddy whiffed on some shots. And if he's not hitting threes and he's going to play 20 to 25 minutes tonight, because he's going to, like, that's what Kerr's going to do. It literally comes down to, is he going to score 5 points?
3 of his last 5 games. Here's some of the numbers.
Give it to me.
2 points, 3 points, 8 points. And those are two of those against wins, obviously, because all they've done is win. But That was against the Pistons. That was against the Knicks. And then obviously the loss last night against Denver. Now baked into that, two of those five as well, 16 points and 20 points in wins against Portland and the scrappy Portland Trailblazers, and another blowout win against the Sacramento Kings. So it's a mixed bag. That's just kind of what you're getting with Buddy at this case. Yeah, but I get
when
it.
When he hits,
I get
the
it,
momentum
though.
Goes off the charts, and then the team rallies, and like everything makes sense. When he's not hitting anything, he's literally useless.
It's frustrating to watch when you see guys like Peyton Watson and Hunter Tyson and the Chanchars, the Najis, like everyone else is hitting threes, but Buddy, you can't hit one. Like that, I do get that. That's why it's frustrating watching a game like that.
But you couple that with Gui not hitting, with Draymond not hitting a three last night. Like, it wasn't just Buddy, but I do feel like Buddy's like the litmus test. Like, Buddy hits a couple, and it just changes the floor. When Buddy doesn't hit anything, he's such a net negative. And he was contesting shots yesterday. I want to give him credit. Like, I thought he was playing hard, tough defense. I mean, Michael Porter Jr. hit one. He was all over him. I couldn't believe the shot he hit. Michael Porter Jr., another. He's a turnstile.
Yeah, no, well, he's had like five back surgeries, something ridiculous. His lateral quick. He's a big body. What is he, 6'10"? He's huge, but he just doesn't have that lateral quickness anymore with all those back surgeries that he's had. 888-957-9570.
How terrifying is that, though? Like, the season comes down to a couple Buddy Hield threes. Like, that's what it feels like at times.
That's the difference between
terrifying.
But that's the difference between winning championships or not, is when the other guys step up. Like,
I know,
Jimmy Butler went to two NBA finals with the Max Struces and Gabe Vincents of the world. Now, those guys actually they're good. I don't want to sleep on them because they actually are good players. Gabe Vincent's been playing very well with Los Angeles. And Max Struce has been playing very well with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Like, those are good players, but you didn't know who they were prior to that. Like, no one knew who Duncan Robinson was or Tyler Hero. Like, they were first-round pick Tyler Hero, obviously, but no one really knew what you were getting there. And those are the differences. The Peyton Pritchards of the world, right? Last year, the Sam Housers of the world with Boston, right? Like, those guys need to step up. We saw it with Gary Payton in that run, right? We've seen it with the Golden State Warriors. Hell, Nemanja Bjelica had a moment with the Warriors in that championship run, right?
But Jordan Poole, to me, is like that type of playmaker. And this is an interesting comment, and I want your opinion on this.
Jonathan Kuminga be that?
Like, well, I'm going to give you the other guy that I think not could give you the JP aspect, but the ball handling. JoJo, explain to me how they haven't beaten Denver in the regular season since Jordan Poole.
Nine times.
Yet he has beaten them twice this season.
Well, there's a lot baked into that, right? Like, is that way too simple?
It is, but I would say they desperately miss the energy offensively and that playmaking ability and the stretch shooting of someone other than Steph Curry against Denver.
No Jordan Poole.
They're big and long, right? That team, they're very big and long. And I thought that last night their defensive strategy was excellent. They were basically like, hey, look, we know Steph wants to bomb away from three and we're going to basically sag off of certain guys. And if they don't hit, great. We're daring Steph to beat us, you know, by himself. And if these other guys score, fine, so be it. We can live with that. And when Quinn Post isn't hitting threes and gets yanked and doesn't come back into the game, when Buddy doesn't hit any threes, when Moody's not hitting any threes, when Draymond's not hitting any threes, and you got a couple from GP2, but, like, it's not enough firepower to beat them. So I ask, like, Pajemski, now that he's shooting better, Pajemski is a playmaker. Could he be I'm not saying the difference maker, but could he be that missing element that they truly do miss that connects a lot of these lineups?
Well, Joe Chasky, we were talking about just last week, you thought this was the deepest bench in the league, potentially. Are we still feeling that way after that loss yesterday?
Well, without pods, it's tough to tell.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs.
Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
I got to see what they look like when they get.
It's going to come down to the
second year. We haven't seen them fully assembled.
I guess it comes down to second year. Brandon Pajemski, this is where I start to get concerned with a loss like yesterday. Like, it starts to get heightened against a team like Denver, right? We're relying on Quentin Post, right? And he played 8 minutes and he got pulled very quickly
yesterday.
He
was getting blitzed early. I wanted to see him go back to him and give him a chance to redeem himself.
Just yesterday, heading into the game, you were feeling great about Quentin Post and Gui Santos. What are you feeling about coming out of that game last night?
Nothing.
They
went back to Gui, and Gui was getting bodied. And it was not a good matchup for him. And he had a bad turnover as well, right? Like, I didn't think that matchup was a good one for him against Aaron Gordon. Aaron Gordon's bigger and stronger and faster than him.
Like, I guess my question is, are you questioning the depth of this team after yesterday's loss?
I'm questioning their leader playing a bad game.
That's it? Is it as simple as that?
And I also think the dynamic in games where he doesn't have it rolling, like, I think he needs to be more open. We know he can go on a 4-minute run that's just spectacular. But this is why you got Jimmy Butler. Was in a game last night where you're really struggling offensively to methodically get good looks in the half court. That's what Jimmy brings to the table, to get to the free throw line, to fight back into a game like that. And I thought that Steph and Dre were kind of careless with the ball, and I wanted to see Jimmy take more of a forefront opportunity.
And again, if you're just joining us, Steve Kerr, after the game, this was him speaking about Stephen Curry's performance, and quite simply, he's just saying it. Steph looks tired.
He's tired. Been carrying us for a month. He's been amazing. He's tired. So we got to get him. We got to get him some rest. You can see it. He doesn't have his energy right now.
And Steve, is there a chance you rest him tonight against the Milwaukee Bucks, which all of a sudden this feels like I got to have a game. Is he going to rest Steph?
No sense of urgency.
Potentially.
I don't know what, I got to talk to Rick, but he's exhausted right now. So we've got to absolutely consider giving him a night, getting him rejuvenated for the sake of him and our, the remainder of our games. But we'll see. But I think he's been tired the last few games. And so we've got to find a way to get him his juice back.
I'll own that. That was my turnover on downs right there when I came to both hot keys. But he said potentially they're resting him tonight. And can you afford to rest Stephen Curry tonight? I would ask at 888-957-9570. Do you sit him or do you start him? It's as simple as that. 888-957-9570.
I can go both ways. I want to see this team actually play a full game without Steph, because I think that Kuminga needs it. I think Butler needs it. I think Draymond needs it. Pod's coming back. Like, it's not the worst thing in the world. I really don't. And I know that sounds crazy, but you see what a win without your top dogs can do for a team. Does Denver feel more galvanized this morning?
Are you kidding me? If I'm a Denver Nuggets fan,
I'm flying high.
I'm feeling like, you know what? We didn't even have Joker yesterday. We didn't have Jamal Murray. I love our chances in the West against one of the hottest teams in basketball.
Exactly.
Jimmy Butler played, Hall of Famer. Stephen Curry played yesterday, Hall of Famer. Draymond Green, Hall of Famer. Oh, yeah, my guy Hunter Tyson and Peyton Watson were going up against those guys, combined for 22. Yeah, I love our chances. Yeah. So, yes.
And the other thing with, like, these combinations and, the way that they're playing stuff right now, like, when you take Quentin Post off the floor because he doesn't play well in the first quarter, I get it. Like, defensively, he's a liability. But what he brings to the table is he can hit two or three threes that are huge momentum plays, mm-hmm, that open the floor up for others.
And you know you can get a shot over anyone.
That's kind of my point. And the one thing that I've noticed is like when he hits in that third quarter, it's like all of a sudden the floodgates open up and everyone else starts like being the benefactor of his spacing. And so I understand why you wanted to go away from him. But I think you owe it to yourself offensively when you're stagnant to go back to him because he can get the barrage going and open the floor up for others.
And you spoke to this about Gary Payton where there was the hesitancy there about taking those threes. Conversely, I don't feel that way at all about Quentin Post. I know he plays with the swagger and confidence that you need late in those kind of games, and I would have liked to see him in some of those situations. I get it. Steve Kerr is like, this is kind of a tight game. We really need this one. It was a tight game late. Maybe he didn't trust. Well, clearly he didn't. Quentin Post yesterday, you're going to need that trust factor again come playoff time or, again, after last night, dare I say play-in time, because that is what you're fighting for right now, staying out of the play-in box. You're only a half game up on Minnesota, who lost yesterday, which is why we're extra frustrated, because you could have created some separation there.
And the thing is, like right now, I get where he's coming from, Steve Kerr, on the Quentin posting. He's a rookie, you want to play it. So, but you did this yo-yoing with Kuminga and Moody for 2-3 years. Have you learned anything from it? What you did with Pods was you empowered him. You went back to him. You gave him opportunities to grow from his mistakes within the same game. And I would like to see a similar tactic, especially on a night where it feels like none of the bigs are having success. It's not like Looney was having tremendous success against the bigs. It wasn't like Gee was having tremendous success. But what he can bring offensively overrides some of his deficiencies defensively. And maybe, just maybe, he learns from some of his mistakes and it becomes more tenacious. I don't know. I wanted to see Post get another opportunity, and I just felt like they didn't go down that way, and I thought it was a mistake.
888-957-9570 is the number. We got a poll question out right now on YouTube, Sam Lum. I'm going to go to you for this. What's the question? What are the percentages? You're going to be my Steve Kornacki here. What are we at?
All right, so let's break down this board here. We got 254 votes in on this YouTube poll, all right? The question is simple. Do the Warriors need to rest Steph tonight versus the Bucks, right? 254 votes are in. 60%, that's 6% of the 254 votes are saying yes, he needs to rest tonight. 40% of these 254 votes are saying no, the Warriors cannot afford to rest Steph Curry. That is your YouTube poll question right now.
That was a great update.
I need you to do it in broadcaster
voice. No, that's Steve Kornacki. It's not quite broadcaster.
On the next update, I'll do it in broadcast.
There you go. Thank you.
So, like, whenever, and there are certain people in the industry, I'll just leave it as that. They change the inflection of their voice so that you know what they're saying is self-righteous and important.
Well, you're saying it's Jeremy Schapp, ESPN.
It's just like, can you talk normal?
That is normal for them. No, but that's the thing. That's the broadcaster voices. You got to do it.
And I'm Charlie Walter. Charlie,
hey,
I love
that's
you.
That's Chuck Walter,
but
a former teammate.
But he talked like
here.
This.
I love Chuck.
It was almost as if he had to tell you that I'm on TV.
What if he hit puberty and that's what he sounded like? He's 12 or 13.
No one talks
talking,
like that.
Hey, you never know.
Sir, what do you want from the deli? What I'd really like is a turkey sandwich with Swiss, a little bit of mayonnaise, little lettuce, little tomato, little onion. Thank you. That's absurd good. If you talk like that.
They'll sleep on the pepperoncinis too. I want some of those on there. A little spice, Joe Shasky. By the way, so 60% say rest him tonight. That's a little interesting.
61%.
It's growing. 61%.
It's a grower, not a shower.
Relax over there. All right. Sometimes it's cold out.
-3.
What do you do with Steph tonight, folks? You saw how he looked last night. Do you sit him? Do you risk it? What are we doing? 888-957-9570.
You had an opportunity to just gain a little bit of ground and give yourself some breathing.
They squandered
room.
It.
You found
they
out in like the second quarter. It's like, oh my God, they lost in overtime. The Timberwolves, that is. This is their chance. Let's do it. And it's just, gosh, it was so frustrating.
It's just Mark in Berkeley. Thanks for joining the conversation. What's up, Marky Mark? What you got?
I say rest them. And the thing you guys aren't realizing, the Warriors bring out the best in a lot of teams.
Yeah.
Not just because they want to beat us, just their energy level out there will make teams play like they've never played before. And also, that game is just one game. Okay, we can afford to lose that game because we've been winning. And they get in the playoffs, and they're going to win. They're going to go to the championship.
Oh.
If they do what they were doing with a 13-man rotation, everybody has to contribute. And I know we're going to win. I know what's going on with this team.
Dude, you're locked in. Hey, Mark. Mark, you're locked in. You're locked in with this team right now. You're the biggest Warriors fan ever, aren't you?
The way they played earlier, and I know they can do it again.
He knows.
Look, it's just
Mark knows.
Everything is so precarious.
Well, real quick, he said they could afford to lose that game. No, they can't. Like, that's the whole point of this.
If they lose
tonight,
they
can't afford to lose these games.
They're 0-3 against the Clippers. If they lose tonight and the Clippers win, they're all of a sudden, boom, 8 seed.
Yeah, like, that's the reality here of everything. And I get it. Like, you're looking ahead at the schedule and you've been playing a lot of crap teams. That's what I'm calling them there. They're bad. So you got the Raptors coming up. You got the Hawks. You got the Heat. You got the Pelicans and the Spurs. They're all cooked. Those are all bottom feeders trying to poop for Cooper Flagg, who we're going to be seeing hopefully play for Duke here in the tournament coming up. By the way, I have the Duke Blue Devils winning it all. So if you have Duke you're probably cooked.
Now I can sleep tonight.
There you go.
Joe's got the Duke Blue Devils.
I mean, that's just what we're doing here. We're doing the bracket challenge at KPIX. I mean, it's going to be Duke and St. John's. What can I tell you?
I'm taking North Carolina just to piss everyone off.
No, I actually took them to win like two rounds just because I know that's what's going to happen because I've seen it all the time. Everyone's pissed that they're in and they're going to win. But the Golden State Warriors, like, and I hear what Mark's saying because there is part of me that does feel like this is a one-off and that they can get back and win tonight and everything feels better. But you're still going to look back at this game if they do make the play-in tournament at the 7th or 8th seed. Like, wow, we really squandered opportunity there. Like, we should have won that game.
Yeah.
And we didn't.
And that's why I'm so frustrated. Look, as great as Steph's been, as great as he is, he's an all-time legend. He had a bad game. I mean, that was equivalent to him throwing multiple picks in the fourth quarter of a football game, right?
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.